Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Showing, salivating at the mouth, south to east orange. Keep pouring that liquor,
bro,
but nigga, don't sleep
bro,
on
just
it. You'll be giving
it
up the Jesus piece of your peeps to pawn it. For legal fees in the penal dormant. Screaming on the horn with about 30 Shut years up. On your conscience. I'm watching brothers disappear, it's appalling. Some dudes had just only a year balling. Counterintelligence found a strange evidence. There we behind the wheel with heat on us, hanging with predicates. Position we placed in caves in, so they got us caged in. Way spinning like Mike Bibbins for new edition aging. I got families I'm feeding, cause my man's is bleeding. Every 5 seconds, looking all directions. I come through prepared, I give them a call, I'm close, bring them guns downstairs.
I want to be the fucking singer of this thing.
Monday murder, two niggas dead Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday is Hearst Day, Friday somebody gotta die day, Saturday put the gat away, chilling with your chick in a bag of haze, wondering how's all going in and what type of way, cause Sunday back to gunplay, most shit start over nothing, nice. And get finished quick cause the art of repercussion, yeah I seen it, a G going out of decent. Taking a plea agreement, thinking he's secret, escape the crime scene. Now you live straight like 9-15. Then one time intervene, mama ain't like me saying I don't care if I die. But the 6 hour on me, know I'm scared to die. You thinking the one I send and clap, you be a shorty. But he old school, holding a 38, he in his 40s.
Yes, yes.
Block it hot.
What's that tune called? Nas, Hold down
the block.
Yeah, from the album, Hip Hop is Dead, man. Yes, beautiful song.
Yo.
How you been, brother, man? You well? You
I'm
had a flood.
I'm just thinking that the almshouse has been going for 2.596 years, brother.
Jeez.
Almost 2.6.
Damn, son.
Damn, son.
Congratulations, theme, man.
Episode 135.
Woo-hee.
Yes.
You had a little flood in your apartment today or something, man. You showed me a video of all your vinyl. I didn't even know you had records, man. They all got fucked in the... Yeah, they're all stacked up, drying out.
Look at that. You can't see outside, but bro. Damn. I woke up this morning. I said to the kids, like, who's had a piss on the floor? Because there was no fucking liquid on the fucking floor when I went to bed last night. Do you know what I mean?
He was pissing on the floor, man.
Yeah, like, are you sleepwalking or some shit?
Shit, man.
And so what the fuck? And so I just mopped it up. And it was obviously smelting, shit is water. And I'm like, what the fuck is this come from? And then I saw the mop bucket, yeah, which is in this cupboard, and it had gone like that, like falling out. So I said, maybe there was some liquid in it. And it's like, come out. I said, okay, cool. So I mopped it up. And then I like looked in the cupboard and shit, and it's just like
shit.
Puddles, yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I think, fucking hell, what dick do you think it was, yeah, that put my fucking zombie canvas, my vinyls, that M9 limited edition red see-through one,
yeah,
stuff sent to me from like American writers, all fucked, yeah.
Shit.
The cold water pipe comes out of the washing machine. Yeah, it goes into this fucking socket where there's like this blue extra washer on it to make it tight. And for some reason, that's come a bit loose and it's just been dripping like that. Yeah, but
all right, yo, guys, this is the throw up episode. We will be chatting about throwies. We're going in on the throw up. I did want to mention a couple of things though beforehand. Theme, I watched an incredible documentary.
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell me what it was because you're a bitch.
It's from 2014, and it's called The 7-5. Yeah? The 7-5. Documentary.
Can you differentiate, please, between numerical and word.
No, it's written out the T-H-E 7 S-E-V-E-N 5 F-I-V-E.
Thank you.
It's written out. The 7-5. I think it's
one of the correct title.
It won loads of awards. I don't know where you can find it. I illegally streamed it, you know what I mean? Like I do most things. But it's so ill, man. It's basically about corrupt cops in Brooklyn in the early 90s and late 80s, yeah? I'm not going to tell you much about it, but I urge you all to go watch it. It's so sick. They got interviews with all the police because they're all retired now, and they got interviews with all of them, and it's so deep. What they fuck? They were basically a
I did fuck those kids in the ass.
No. There's no.
Yes, I did.
It's not pedophilia, but there was basically.
But I repent now.
There was a whole the 75th District Police.
What year? 2014.
No, yeah. No. The documentary came out that year. It's based about these policemen and that precinct 75 in Brooklyn during.
75.
And like this precinct in particular.
During what era?
Like Reagan era, the crack epidemic, all that shit was happening in New York at the time. And these police were so corrupt. They were basically part of this Puerto Rican gang fucking selling drugs for them and shit. It was nuts, yeah? It's they're all there.
They go with they.
And they're all talking about it and like reminiscing about what happened. Most of them went to jail and they came out of jail now, you know what I mean, 20 years later, some of them 25 years later. It's nuts, bruv. And they go in on it and it's super interesting. And so much hip hop from the 90s. They're all talking about, yo, the police are just another gang, fuck the corrupt cops and all this stuff. And when you watch this documentary, you go, fucking hell, yeah. It was true, you know what I mean? Like these cops.
That NYPD.
Mad
racist gang in New York, you know what I'm saying?
They were mad racist. They were mad fucking corrupted. And they were making thousands and thousands of dollars from these drug gangs. And they're supposed to protect the people. It's nuts.
I would. If I was the Fed back then, 100% I'd be a bent Fed. Yeah. 100. I've always thought about that when they're doing the movies. I'm like, if you're burst into your yard, yeah?
Mm.
When I was a little ragamuffin,
yeah,
I would have thought about right. You could take this in, but obviously I'd be shot and murked and beaten up. If I was a Fed, and I burst into your house,
yo,
and you're on your knees like going yeah, and you're arrested in handcuffs and you're taken away, and I'm like yeah, all right, see you later, Shell. I'll do the notes. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, dead geezer there, and I'll draw it. Don't worry, Shell.
Yeah,
and then she fucks off. It's like, yo, there's 50 bags here, 20 bags here. I'll just take half of it all the time.
Bro, you have to watch this documentary. That's basically what they were doing.
Why did you do that?
I mean...
You're on an old bill wage. Back then, what, like 20 grand, $20,000?
This is...
2014.
It's exactly what
they... More money, but...
Yeah, this is exactly what the doc... They're like looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars. On like drug busts, and they were pocketing it all, bruv, man.
Yeah, and then you start taking the food as well, and you're like, right, now I'll shot this to the next dealer, and I'll give him a little blithe to sell it, but his guys on the street can sell it, and they give me a cut on that as well, 10%, because I'm giving you the blithe, you won't get nicked.
It's crazy. The 7-5.
Mate, I would be house. The richest Fed.
Yeah, Arms House recommendation.
7-5.
There was one of the feds, one of the main dudes who was part of this corruption. He bought a Corvette and he was driving around wearing all this shit. And everyone was going, yo, bro, hold it down. They're going to know. You know what I mean? It's nuts. Anyway, just go watch that documentary. It's really fucking good. One more thing I got to get out of the way. Big up. I want to shout out Man. We did our episode with Man and Arctic.
Big Man.
The roller derby episode.
The greatest man. Yeah, the big man.
From last year. We mentioned then that he had a book coming out and it came out. It dropped a couple of weeks ago. While we were in France, it dropped. So that's why.
Bastards.
Yeah, we weren't there for
France.
That's why we went there for the opening. He gave it to
opening
me.
Opening of a man's book.
He gave it to me in a evidence bag.
In a vacuum
bag.
Packing.
No, in an evidence bag.
Evidence
in a police
bag.
Evidence bag.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Jesus.
He's not giving them all out in evidence bag just for me, but he sorted me out. It's called Train Tales, people. It's really fucking well to put together, thought out book. This has been like 13, I think he told me 30, don't quote me on this, 13 or 14 years in the making. He's been out traveling to 44 different countries around Europe.
That's what I wanted. I was waiting for that. 44.
all around Europe and Northern Africa and shit. And he painted trains in every single major city he came across. And not only that, he wrote the stories behind it. Each one, look, he wrote Oi Oi, Arms House, Big Up the Arms House, Boys. There's only 250 of these books left. There's only 250 of these books pressed up. Yeah. And they've gone fast, but there's a few left. If people want to, I want to urge people to go and check this book out. It's ill. I don't know how much it is, but you can hit up.
You're
going
to keep that one.
Yeah, I'm probably going to keep this one, but I can lend it to you, Theme, if you want to read
it. You're not going to let me add it to my collection.
There's loads of
sensational graph history.
He wrote like...
You don't really have that many books. I think the base of the book should be at my yard. Okay. I'm just saying.
I'll send it to you. All right, you can have it, Theme. But he basically, in each city he went to, he wrote mad stories about his travels. And then at the end, there's a code thingy. What's it called? Where you scan
QR
it.
QR code.
QR code where it takes you to...
You buy a lot of things, don't you, Brad?
It takes you to a short movie that he made as well, which is dope. And I'm talking like the best chapter for me was Egypt.
Are you going to watch it though? Or are you just... Because you can't watch that illegally.
I watched it.
Are you gonna watch it?
I watched it already. Yeah.
You watched it?
It's dope. It's only like 12 minutes long, 15 minutes long or something. It's really good, really well put together, really thought out. I want to props, man. I want to give him a big salute.
I only watch my TV illegally.
Yeah, man.
Example.
That's what I only illegally download, yeah, and stream.
Everything. Yeah. Yo, we need to get into this episode of Throw Ups, bruv.
Let's do it, man. All right, we're gonna try and organize this in a nice way for y'all, but throwies, man. Throw ups is such a huge, important part of graffiti, man. Some people have good throw ups, some people have shitty throw ups. I really enjoy a good throw up. Let's get into like our personal.
That sentence is kind of joke.
I do.
Wait, I'm not looking. I'm just listening. I really enjoy a good throw.
I do. I really do.
Just a quick vomit on the. Just a little one.
Let's have some of our personal thoughts on Throwy's Theme. I mean, like, you know, in general, like, because we did our episode about tagging, yeah, and hand styles. So there's going to be some gray area and crossover there. You know what I mean? But a throwy, I think, shows much more skill than your average hand style. Obviously, hand styles obviously show skill with can control and all that stuff. Of course, it does.
If the throw up is good.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What I was going to lead on to was consistency in a throw up. Yeah, sure, anyone can do a throw up. Take your time and, you know, do it and rub it out and then correct it and rub it out. But when you're really like similar to tag.
Don't tell me people do that.
But I'm saying, like, what makes
cutbacks throwing... on their throw ups and stuff.
Well, exactly.
Down the league street. Yeah. You fucking cut! Maddie wants to do a section about posh throw ups or something. Yeah. Not and posh. I'm saying, no, we're not doing those posh throw ups, bro.
Why do you call it posh? Not posh. Okay. RT throw ups, I was going to call it.
RT throw ups, like 45 minutes down at league street doing a cutback on a throw up. That's what throw up means to me. That's why it's called throw up.
Yeah, but it's
throwing up just quick. Woohoo!
There are some writers out there, like in the more arty side of stuff. Yeah, of course there are some people
who exist already. Do you know what I mean? That's how hardcore I am, bruv.
Yeah, there are some people who just bomb and who are bombers, and all they do is tags and throwies, and maybe like your odd chill dub type thing. But that's all they do. They don't emulate. They don't. One day I'm gonna do a mad wild style piece. One day, like, they don't give a fuck about that stuff.
Some of the greatest writers of all time.
Yeah, and so we're gonna talk about stuff like that as well through this episode. But there are some
throw ups. Two letter throw ups.
But there are some people near the end of this episode where I want to talk about the people. There are some people who only do throw ups, but they do real like intricate arty, but the style of the letters is a throw up style, but they'll add characters and extras and stuff. And I know you're going to take the piss out of
it. It's not a throw up.
Some of them are good, some of them are shit.
No, it's not a throw up, I'm saying.
I mean, well, there we go.
If they've got characters and rare this and that,
yeah,
100% it's not a throw up for me. Okay.
So what doesn't a throw up have to entail to be a throw up then, Theme? Speed is a big part of it.
A throw up for me, yeah. I think if you just go back to like the biblical times when throw up started, people are getting reaches. Still nothing exists for graph, like long way off that.
Yeah.
20 years or so off that. And people are getting reaches in pens that are designed for like fucking like thin rank reaches or whatever you've racked with a nozzle on it. So you're getting these reaches, and then it turns out you can like nick a nozzle of something else and make a fatter line, whatever. That's like an extra longness, isn't it? Getting a throw up is like the first little step up from getting a reach.
Yeah.
In terms of making your name more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine the first geezer that I'm saying who was doing a throw up, everyone's getting a reach. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, probably the most dog shit throw up ever. But that's what he did. And they're like, yo, everyone's talking about his thing because they could all, every time it goes past this platform, every time it goes like on the elevated section, you can see it more than just the reach.
Your eyes are drawn more towards that. More towards,
it's bigger for fuck's sake. We're talking about something bigger.
Yeah.
And then when that developed into like having that with style, brother, it looks sick. Yeah. And it's always the people who have the sick throw ups are people who are sick at graph. Like, there's not really a sort of, oh, I like it when he does that. And then those kind of throw ups that you're like, yo, this is hard. That the ridiculous, bam, bam, bam. Those people are sick at graph.
Mm.
It's never a toy. It's never like, it has got a certain element of speed. And like, but execution has to be like recognizable every single time the same. And you're doing something mass big. But then also, like, when you get into it, it has to be like, I want to see like that you've done it in one, maybe two motions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's been done with a blindfold loop at the end, bam, 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 a billion times. But it's done. The line, there's no like, forget a cutback. There's no like connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's fluid. And it's never square. And it's round. And like, you know what I mean? I always think of like, the sort of shapes and that of like Yair's throw up, you know what I mean? Like the way the Y goes at that and all that kind of shit and Fizz's throw up, like the way it's like this, you know what I mean? It's like a symbol, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Even though that one's got two letters, but it's still a symbol, like Bosch. Do you know what I mean?
Even in advertising and marketing, that you know, they know the power of a symbol. You know what I'm saying? And there are some, you know, crossover there between marketing and advertising and graffiti. Yeah. I mean, marketing and advertising has taken a lot from graffiti and vice versa. You know what I mean? And yeah, the symbol, like there are some throw-ups out there, as a symbol, which in a wall full of tags, that throwy is going to stand out. You know, and that's one of the main reasons for a throwy. Ein, there we go. Yeah.
Back in the day, when we were going around London, like going anywhere, it was Ein.
It was fucking everywhere. Yeah.
And you would come back to your plot in West London, East London, South London, and go, yo, do you know how many Eins I saw today when I went Leicester, whatever?
And you can tell it's done with one line. Yeah. And it looked the same. Each fucking time he did it, it looked the same, man.
And when it's done with one, look at means throw up. Yeah. A means throw up is like, way more technical than a throw up has to be, than you would expect it to be, but B, he does it all in one line.
Uh huh. We've seen him. I'll show a video.
Imagine when he holds it down. Just imagine, how much he knows the letter M. Like, we're not talking to you about like how you're doing a sketch or when we're doing graphic fatigue. There's people you can see who've done that like a billion trillions. It's like it's like a part of the. Like, it's ridiculous.
You have to really
part of them. It's,
you have to
it's
really
their mentality when they're lean. You see, they just float all around this M. You know what I mean? Like, like that's it. Well, you know when you're doing sketches, you're like, oh, I'm lean, and my letters are going all mad weird, and you start really getting into like the structure of the M. And I mean, I've done, you know, people have got M in their letters, sick letter. But to do that and then and on top, if you're a toy and you're shit or you're getting semi-good or whatever, if you do straight letter shit, it's easier to put off. It's easier to blag it. It's if you do round letter shit round letter shit is the worst.
Yeah.
If you're doing round letter stuff and it's shit, it's the worst.
Yeah.
And it's... it looks easy, but it's actually quite difficult to do round letter stuff, bubbly letter stuff, throw up letter stuff, but keep it with some sort of street style and a bit of cred to how a flex how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult in that. So he's doing that, and he's doing the one thing, and it's two letters, and it's got a zoo coming out the E, and it's got the smoke, and you're like, yo.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You have to have a proper understanding of letters. Like you said, when you're doing even a wild style piece or a dub or whatever, and you can work out the letters, it's much easier than a throw up, man. A throw up, you really have to have a deep understanding of how letters work to make them look dope. Because if you give anyone, any bod who's not into graph, if you give him a pen and a piece of paper and you say, do a bubble letter, you know the one. You can imagine it in your head now, the how they do it. You
know what it's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be like clouds in their head. And that's just,
and that's toy, you know what I'm saying? Because everyone starts doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it's developing that and getting a style in a throwy is when you know someone's actually spent time and thought about what they're fucking doing. You know what I mean? And then also it's easier to trace a lineage as well through throwies, man. Like you can see who they inspired, you know, who inspired them, who etc, you know. I was gonna say as well about throwies, man, myself, for me the subtleties are quite important in a throwie, man. Like you can just do little hints and then you go, okay, that's an E. You just put two lines in one circle, that's an E now, you know what I mean? But then you can go deeper and deeper into it. And like you can put a lean to the letters, you can put a certain emphasis on certain parts of the letters as opposed to others that look dope. Also, throwies they're kind of good for not that I do this personally, but for dissing people. You know, sure, you can do a tag over a piece or whatever, but then most people, you can't, usually if it's a colorful.
If you did a throw up with a dusty fill in white over someone's piece with one of those drips coming out, just
ultimate
like.
Ultimate disrespect. You know, it's ultimate disrespect.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I mean, big up Cap from Star Wars, you know, he obviously was on that stuff. And he's another dude who he didn't aspire to do wild style pieces. And obviously, all those dudes back then, they were like, oh, he can't paint a piece. That's why he's jealous. That's why he dogs him out. But then if you listen to Cap,
he invented bombing, mate.
He's like, if you go over my throw up, I don't care who the fuck you are. I'm doing a throw up over your thing, you know?
I'll go over you for the rest of your life. All of your friends for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with him, but I'm just saying, like, it's the ultimate disrespect. Something that takes you 30 seconds to do over something that took them 5 hours to do. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's easier to blag a straight letter, which is shit.
Yeah.
You manage to blag it just over the line. Do you know what I mean? Of complete, everyone's going to gun you for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, the curvature is actually more difficult. It looks easier. If you like a key throw up, you know, with the key. We'll show some of these later, but the key throw up.
Yeah.
It's difficult. More, I think it's more difficult to pull off that curvature style with style.
Yeah.
That looks good. Even though it looks easier. And it's just like you said, where you put, where you simply just put like a little line in the middle of an E or something like that, like changes it completely.
Yeah. And similar to the hand styles episode, we mentioned this. I think it was Jan who said this. It's like, it's hard to fake the funk when you're doing it. You can't. Like you can tell if the dude is consistent, if he knows what he's doing, if he's confident. That was another thing I was going to say. A lot of the times when we do graph critique here, we talk about the confidence of the line. You can see when he's shaky or if he's done it 7 times to get one fucking line done when it should have been done in one go.
It's got
to
be New York Fat Cap for me then.
I was going to say, New York Fat Cap for me is the best cap for doing throw-ups because It's a
for street bombing, full stop, just going home pissed on the back.
Oh, there are different people who have different tastes, you know what I mean, when it comes to nozzles. But I think for throwies,
you will bun them and all of their fucking tastes.
But for throwies, the fat cap, the New York fat cap, why that one's so good is because you can pull it far over back and you can do the fill in real quick. And then when you pulled it a bit closer, it makes a very thick, consistent line. If you know what you're doing, you could do it. And if you've got confidence in your line, then it always comes out at a regular size, you know what I mean? And consistency throughout the whole line. And it really kind of works, you know, if you know what you're doing.
I was talking to somebody. Was I with you? I can't remember. It might have been you. But we were saying how the fun of it as well is sick. Like street bombing getting reach is banging. If you've got a good throw up that you like and you're doing and it's like fast and
fluid.
It's more fun to go like that than it is to go like that.
Yeah, yeah. fluid is the word that you brought up earlier. Like, if it's fluid and it
fluidity
and it flows nicely, then yeah, it's so fun to fucking do. Even hollowed out, like without filling it in and doing all that.
The actual just the throw up.
Yeah, and I agree with you that for me, I came up under the school of thought that a throw up should be done in the most minimum lines possible. And I'm talking about the main part of the throw up. Sure, if you want to add flares or if you have a face on one, you know, on your throwy, then sure, you know, you can add the extra stuff on, but the core part of your throwy should be done in as little line work as possible. If you look at the one I posted up the other day of me doing my throwy, even with the mustache and everything, the main part of the throwy is done in one line. Yeah. Then I put the ash on the ciggy and then the eyes and then the O for the hole in the B or whatever. But even without all that extra stuff, if I just do that one line, you can tell it's an A and B, it's an am throwy. And I think that's quite important for a decent throwy personally.
Some people have their whole entire graph life is based on their throwy.
I mean, yeah.
I would say cope.
Cope too, for sure,
And they kill it, you know, people like Reefer. I don't see Reefer street bombing reaches, though, like, to be fair. But he if he's doing street bombing reaches, he'll always do the throw.
When you mention Reefer, that's what I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Immediately, the first thing, okay, he does a few dubs here and there, but he'd rather be out pissed, going home, just getting that art everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was a time when he got it everywhere.
I have to mention, even the Ali G show, the first series of Ali G show, if you look at the background of the set, you know, I think it was Channel 4, right? There's all graph on the background. There's Reefer throw ups in the background. So, guys, if you go check out the first series of Ali G, there's Reefer throw ups in there, man.
Can you imagine how much he got that up? Back in the day and still now.
Still doing his thing.
And he was always known for that.
And he's got the one eye as well, so he has got no depth control, yeah? So, like,
and he still mugs you, bro.
Nah, big up Reef, of course, man.
Go on.
I was just going to say one last thing was, we said how with tags, you can tell what mood the person was in or you know, the character of the person. Whereas with throwies, I think is the same thing as well, man. You can kind of tell if they were drunk or if they were, you know, on an angry tip.
Well, hang on. The thing about that I like about the throw up is the person could be tripping his balls on fucking Mandy and ketamine.
Muscle memory,
and
though,
pissed.
Yeah.
And it's the thing about a throw up is like maybe more than you, because it is like that.
Yeah.
It is more of a muscle memory because you can do your reach in so many different ways.
No, you're right.
But your throw, you do the same way. You got to keep it that way.
Okay.
I like it when people are absolutely mashed up, whatever, and that throw up is still like, it's like eight out of 10.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay, let me correct myself. It's less so about their mood in that moment, but a person's throw up can tell you a lot about that person's character. You know, whether they're playful, whether they're aggressive, whether they're whatever. There's certain throw-up styles that can kind of lend itself towards those emotions. But then, yeah, you're right. Muscle memory and consistency, like I said earlier, is paramount for a throwy to really work, man. When it's it's literally muscle memory. When you're doing it, you could be blindfolded, like you said, and you could bosh it, rap, 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 gunshot them, boom, 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 and they're going to look the same the whole way through. And one more point, though, theme.
Go.
No,
I'm taking the piss.
No, I was going to say, like, the placement of a throwy.
I was going to say
the placement.
Sometimes you can be in a spot where you're like, yo, this spot is sick.
Yeah.
If I get a reach here, it's sick. If I get a throw up here and it will just stay there bouncing like for up high or whatever, or on some platform or whatever it fits, like if there's like a square bit of wall, you mean like at the top of a wall, then you got, you know, the mate.
Yeah, and the shutters, obviously classic.
The placement, the shutters.
And the thing is, okay, for people, I mean, this might be obvious to most people listening.
Some spots are just better for a throw-up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you roll it, you stuck.
And also, timing-wise, man, like, you know, you have to assess the situation, usually, when you're there with your street bombing, whatever, you're bopping the tracks on your way to a mission or whatever it might be. You can assess how much time you might have to do a little thing. Now, sometimes you just want to do a blam, off, yeah? Sometimes you might look around and go, you know what? I think I might have an extra minute here. Let me do a little throwy, you know what I mean? And like kind of coming up with that, you know, and like you said, you'll look at the spot and you go, you'll just visualize your throw up on it and just go, yeah, now that's begging for a throwy.
With like a drip coming off it or something. And also when there's a big wall, when there's a fresh wall or it's just a just been buffed wall or it's a certain color, like a white or something like that, or vice versa, it's like a brown or black wall and you've got a yellow or a white and you just walk along there, just putting the throw up in perfection, like almost identical whilst doing it from hand, just along in a row. Like,
yeah,
I was here, I bombed it, I went through here. There's a couple of reaches, but when it's just like, boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
You know that bit of district? I can't remember where it is. There's a bit of the district, I think it's like after South Ken or something like that, where it's in tunnels. And it goes into the daylight for like 20 seconds. And it's those arches.
And then, I know the one you're talking about.
And Zom had, so he's had to bop through the whole thing to get there.
Yeah.
And he stood on like, you know, those dirty, black, fat kind of wires that are on the track side, the underground track, and they go out for time. And there's like little thin red ones in that.
Yeah.
He's had to like go in between them and climb up. And he's put like those Zom throw-ups with the O, with the face, sometimes a zoo.
The bomb.
In every single one. And you're just sitting on the line and it's pitch black from the tunnel.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you're like, oh my God! It's fun again. You're like, what? A, how did he do that? B, where was he? C, like, what the fuck?
And they're just hollows as well. They're not filled in or anything, right?
Yeah, they're hollow like arches. Yeah. And they're done on the inside.
No, but
the
throwy itself isn't filled in and outlined. It's just hollow.
But some of them have got drips coming out of the hollow's mouth. And like, it was.
And that's another thing I wanted to say is like the kind
also
of...
Also sponsored by Chrome and Black.
Salute.
You know what I mean?
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Zombie is an absolute...
And also, what are the kind of symbols that people use in their throwies? Obviously, faces and mean mugging faces and a spliff zoots hanging out of the mouth. Zoots coming out of E's. You've got to put a spliff in there.
Capital E or lowercase e, you're still perfect for the zoot coming out. Think about the lowercase and think about the bit that perfect for the zoot coming out.
Zombie, definitely. I know Koza, his O, always has the mean mugging face.
No, if you used to have the zoot coming out of the last E, always remember that.
And again... Oka had a cool face on his thing as well, man. Fucking who else had great? There's this writer from New York, Noxa, has this wicked character face that he does. And each throw up he does them a little bit different, like a different hat on each one, or his mouth might be doing something different on each one. And I like variations sometimes on those characters. Also, the bomb. Like the if anyone has an O, so an S O or an E O, they always put the bomb with the fuse coming out the top. Hands coming off. I know that dude, was it Murph or something? He writes Murph, he's got a throw up. Or no, Nebo, NEBOE from London. He always has the hand coming out holding something. Usually he's holding something.
Loads
of little cool intricacies that people can add on to their thing to make it stand out more. And just to have fun with it and playful, because those things, like the face, for example, you can have it doing angry face or a smiley face. Like Zonk has been doing in his Z-O, and in the O, he has that black and white kind of weird face. Sometimes it's smiling, sometimes it's frowning, sometimes it's got tongue sticking out, you know what I mean?
Sometimes his throw-up is perfect. Well. Sometimes the Z and the O and the exclamation mark is like... perfect.
It's like muscle memory again. I mean, think how many times that dude must have done that throw up. I've actually got a voice note from Zonk. It's very short and sweet. Let me play it since we've mentioned this name.
Big Zonk AHC
Zonkage, let's go.
Yes, brother. The throwy, like most things in art, it comes down to, for me, is it attractive, is it cute, and can you do it quick ish Easy. Take care. Bye.
There we go. I told you, short and sweet.
Can you recognize that shit? You know what I mean? Is it looking good? Has it got style?
Yeah.
And because you do get people doing their throw-ups and it's got no style and you're never going to... But you, if they do it enough, you do recognize, who's that cunt who does that? I don't know, but it's shit. It's one of those ones.
Yeah.
But if it's banging, then it looks crisp.
Yeah, man.
It's just nice. So many spots. I'm thinking now, like, you know, like bridges that go... You know, like when a main road goes over a railway and they've always got that bridge, and you just feel those, like the like Barons Court to West Kent, to Hammersmith to Barons Court to Earls Court.
Yeah.
That road over there, and it's usually battered by foot, like 10-foot reaches on Coes, K-O-Z-E and shit. Some people sometimes get reefer, gets throw ups along there, bang, 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 on the bridge and shit. Sometimes it's just banging.
It's
throw
Ill.
Up, fizzer throw up on the front of a train.
Mm.
On the front of a small stock, like a Baker or a Jubilee or a Central, where it's just fizzer.
Yeah.
On the front, bro. It's like bun all of you. This is it. It's banging.
Yeah,
it's so tight. I love it.
Yo, and just for you guys, just so you know, we have testimonials from
Fume.
Some of the best, Fume, 10-foot.
Not testimonials. We have like why they like throw ups, what they think about throw ups, isn't it? Why they're banging from Bass, 10-foot. Fume, Mean.
Yeah.
We haven't played the Mean one. We were going to start with Uncle Minos.
I was going to say, like, because Mean is one of the, you know, the legends from London, from back in the 80s and stuff. So I reached out to him because obviously his name gets mentioned a lot when you talk about Froeys, like we've said already. So he left me a mad voice note. It's like 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes long. So let's get into that. And let's get into like kind of the history of throw ups. Let's go, you know, we're going to talk about some of the older throw ups. Actually, before I play the Mean one, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink as well. again, I wanted to mention some of the New York writers, man, from the 70s.
J.A., bro.
No, but I'm talking from the 70s, man. 50 years ago.
Yeah, but that one beginning with C.
Comet. Yeah, we mentioned him on our episode that we spoke about those trains from the early 70s. And Comet is known as the throw-up king. Like, he was one of the early dudes doing it. But like I said before about if you give your average bod who's not into graffiti, if you tell them to do a bubble letter, they'll do that. And then a lot of the early graffiti kind of looked like that from the 70s. But this guy Comet really kind of stepped it up a mark. Yeah, I'm going to flash up some images of some of his throw-ups from 50 years ago that I think still kind of stand up to today, man, which kind of goes to show you that if it's not broke, don't try and fix it. You know what I mean?
You should play that song right now.
Let's get into Minos's voice note, man.
Shout
out
Uncle
me. Big up PFB, all the lads.
Hey, yeah. So I would say the throw up, I would say, is a very, very important part of graffiti. To a lot of writers, some you know, it's more important than a piece. Because a throw up is a way of a writer or a bomber getting up very quickly, you know, through a city, through the streets. I mean, a lot of cities are defined by their streets and the look of a city by throw-ups. I mean, if you say take a look at like New York or Paris or somewhere like that, the streets are just battered with throw-ups, and you know, it's like a two-letter thing. You know, generally a two-letter or like a four-letter thing that can be done very, very quickly, and areas can get taken out, you know, by a writer, you know, with just two colors. So for me, a throw up is majorly important. Sometimes, you know, it's more so than a piece. It's, you know, it's not a tag. It's not a piece. It's kind of the one in between that, if done with nice style can like really leave an impact. You know, that's about it. I'd say a writer's throw up is majorly important. It also, you know, in I guess the golden era of trains in London, I think more or less the trains were taken out by throw ups, either a one letter, two letter, or you know, if you had time, a four letter. And you know, Stainers, I mean, the certain lines in London looked absolutely, you know, wrecked with throw-ups, overlapping Stainers over each other, and certain writers, yeah, took over London with even just a one letter. So yeah, that's about it. I'd say throw-ups are majorly important part of graffiti, and kind of one of my most thing, I guess, fun things to do. They can be majorly fun because they don't take much time, and you can, like I said, you can blitz or take over an area with that. And yeah, I mean, take rioters like JA, for example, in America, and in this country, I can't really think of someone that would have blitzed London that much with just a two-letter. But yeah, that's just one person, for example. Yeah, that's about it. Peace.
Big up Minos, man. Yeah, man. I mean, yo, he reiterated a lot of points that we made as well, man. And yeah. And you can tell he has fun with his throw up as well, for sure, man. And it's quite unique.
No, but it's good to hear that the back in the day, like when we were too young to remember.
Yeah, back in the day.
The panels were absolutely battered with throw ups overlapping each other.
Yeah. Incredible. And it was much
more. Some people are like that. One letter throw ups in the 80s, like we were saying.
One letter, yeah.
In the 80s, one letter tings, grand.
I was going to say, yeah, grand.
Robbo, prime, fuel. Come on, yo, sub.
Can I give a shout out? Can I give a shout out to Cade? His Instagram is Cade North. I'll put the link below. He sent me a bunch of photos from 80s. Yeah, Robbo's R, that lowercase R. And even mean, because I chatted to him on the phone after he left me that voice note. He was saying Robbo and Doze is D. They were everywhere. Like, he was talking about bombing duos, like two people who would go out a lot. He said Robbo and Doze. He said Set 3 and Huzz. He said these two guys from Northwest called Fly and Buff. They would bat. He said they were kings of throw ups around London. He said they hit every fucking train, man. And he said Chico as well from 86, 87. He said he used to go to
Queens. I love the way he remembers this shit.
Yeah, he used to go to Queen's Park Yard in the daytime dressed as a trackie in 1996. So even back then they were doing it, yeah. 86, 87. He said Queen's Park Yard, daytime. He'd go in dressed as a trackie, this guy Chico. And he said he was a big, massive bloke, yeah. And he said his throwy was basically like five circles, yeah. And then he did it in like a Pac-Man style, like, you know, oh, no. He was talking about Ice 3. Sorry, another writer. So Chico used to go dressed as a trackie into the yard, yeah, and do throwies. But he said Ice 3. I couldn't find a photo. Maybe I'll find one in time for this edit.
He used to do circles of Pac-Man.
He used to do four circles and then cut out of the circle the bit that made it into a letter. So, for example, the C, it would look like a Pac-Man. You know what I mean? Then the E would have two mouths cut out of it. Mouths, I say, but, you know, to make it look like an E. You know what I mean? Can you visualize that? So, yeah, he said that was all over the fucking trains, man. Yeah, man. Set 3.
And back then, it was a one-letter thing, man.
Yeah. And I think that's what made this guy Set 3 stand out, because so many people mentioned him. A lot of people from that era said, yo, Set 3 was the throw-up dude here in London back then in the 80s. And that was probably why, because he wasn't on the one throw-up thing, maybe because he was doing full throw-ups. I'll show you some examples here on the screen. But yeah, very much so in the 80s, it was that one-letter throwy and a very distinctive style as well. Not like much more sharp as opposed to rounded back then, you know?
And like usually like really kind of side-on. Side. I mean, the letter or the side of a face or the side of a...
Yes.
The angle of the letter was always like at the side. I don't know if that makes any sense, but there was loads. Like the prime one, I remember prime and Robbo and grand, obviously.
Yeah.
And fuel.
And glory had a dope throwy. And Casby
one
as
letter,
well.
Though. I'm talking about one letters.
Oh, the Casby one letter. Yeah. One letters, yeah.
Was a sick throw. Touch. Rate. If you remember Rate, oh, yeah. back in the days had an R. Like before all the sickness of his throw ups.
Yeah.
He just had like an R.
Uh-huh.
Even, you know, Key. We like Keys throw up.
Key. That's yo, I'm going to send you Kooza, one thing.
Spo. Come on. Bass. Bruv.
Yeah.
I need to ask you what you think about one letter or two letter. Which way would you? You've got three letters and an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
And a tash and eyes.
I've sent you something on your WhatsApp, man. This was sent in. Through the help of Mutlag, he got a key throw up Key did us a throw up and he wrote Arms House to Your Mom's House. You see that one? Yeah, big up Key and CD crew, all the CD mandim.
Shut up.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
That is nice.
Yeah, man.
Big Where does up. He start the throw up?
Oh, that's a good one. I reckon in the middle.
On the left-hand side, obviously, but I think...
The left in the middle. He goes up, round to the left, round, up, yeah. round, curves it, round, does the last bit, and then brings it back down, man. Yeah, I think that's how it's done.
Up and to the left.
Up and to the left, yeah, for sure.
And then down, round, bars, round.
Salute Key, man.
Maybe he goes up and to the right, bruv, you don't know. But yeah, that is a fine example, yeah, of some kind of shape on its J's that has got like swagger and flow and like bounce is the word, forget.
Bouncy.
And like style, it's not whack, you know what I mean? It looks like a good fucking K.
And people have to understand that K was everywhere in West, man. Everywhere you went, that key.
So, and also it's decent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great.
And it's some the opposite style of the Kooza K, like the complete. Yeah.
That's a great contrast. That's a great contrast. The Kooza K and the Key K. some people confused it for an X.
Big fans of both.
Yeah. Some people confused it for an X, which is easily done. You know what I mean? It's hard to...
Your X, like, you don't fucking need X-ray vision, mate. There's no way that's an X, bruv. You got to know how a K can whoop a whap. And if it whoop a whaps like that, then you know it's whoop whapping. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking banging.
Nah, no doubt, man.
Look at the reach next to it. Look at the criminal damage next to it. Come on, bro. This is a decent bit of kit.
It's dope.
What are you sending me now?
I just sent you a psych throw.
You're sending me bay photos, bro. Man's going to jail.
Four letter.
What is this?
Psych.
Oh!
Hold on, theme for some. Oh, there you go. You're back. You were frozen on my screen. But yeah, you see that four letter psych PFB. Ill, man. Psych underrated, man. Love that dude's stuff.
You see that? When was that done, bruv? Late 80s, early 90s. What's that, like a Northern or something?
I don't know.
What reach is that? Band. What's going on here? I've never seen this before. Who said this?
I think I found it online somewhere. It's a Northern line, it says on the train.
I've never seen this, bruv.
Northern, yeah.
He does say right in the middle of the fucking car.
He's like dust.
I was trying to look at the model of the train. I had like a bit of a bod.
Yeah.
Who's that stain? And look at these stains behind it. War.
Yeah, man.
This is a sick... This kind of photograph is like...
it's dope.
Means a lot to me. You know what I mean? This is the sort of photo print off and put on the pillow.
And look, there's another example of how to do a K as well in that psych, you know? Real nice.
A quick K. Bam, 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 bam. He is going to the right, bruv.
Yeah. I want to send you another picture. This guy's been putting in work recently, man. The last few years he's been doing his thing.
Time. Big up psych PFP, man. Big up psych.
Yeah, shout out psych, of course, man. Legend.
Time
and his throw up, he's been getting about, man. He's been traveling a lot as well, putting in work. Yeah. I just wanted to give him a salute for sure.
Seen him international, isn't it? You've seen him international.
Yeah. Theme, my cat is making weird noises. Give me 1 second. Let me just go.
Bum the cat, bro.
No, he's going to shit somewhere, I'm telling you. Shall we get into another testimonial? I keep calling them testimonials, but just people we've reached out to.
Wait.
Oh, no, okay, yeah.
You've sent other photos.
What did I
You've say? Missed a rather important one out.
Which one?
After your K, the K for Key.
The Chucky 101. No, Chuck 101. Is that his little Chucky mouse bro. Character that he does? But
the Chucky, bruv. Chuck 101, son, yeah.
Chuck 101, this one.
Instantly recognizable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this one, though, has got the devil horns. I think he's gone a bit more elaborate with this one, but it's his little mouse character. You can see the round bit of the nose of the mouse.
That it is. Yeah. And I even got one sent over from our friend Diet.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Big and up. I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yes.
And he had the single letter D with like a little eye on it still, looking kind of pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the DE.
Oh, yeah.
80s into 90s.
Yeah. Because that's
a shame
thing.
That you don't see those bad boys floating around.
This is before my time. I don't remember seeing these about.
You know? Yeah, we don't even remember that. He said to me, I said, did you have a throw up back in the day? Because I said, I've seen you do your throw up.
Yeah.
Your whole reach a billion times.
Yeah.
Like a billion times.
And he's done it in so many different ways.
Like a throwy. And he said, yeah, I had this single letter one back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it developed into that DE.
Mm-hmm.
True out to the fucking 90s. And I said, you fucking bitch. They look good, man.
I like that DE one.
I don't think many people would see that. It's kind of like an Arms House exclusive.
Yeah, true.
Had to not tell him that I was going to put it on.
Yeah, you can't tell him.
Had to say, like, oh, did you ever have a throw up?
Because the thing is, with Diet, like, we've watched him paint several, many times, man. And he kind of, I think he has, even when he's doing a piece or if he's doing a dub, he has that throw up mentality in his head. I swear, like, you know, he fills it in just enough so it's filled in, you know? He's not
sometimes
like going
not up, even that.
Not even that sometimes. And like, he's got a looseness and playfulness to his style so nowadays. Much, yeah. It's very much in the kind of in that element.
But he does do it that amount of so much.
So much.
That sometimes I'm wishing, I'm like, yo, bruv, come on, mate. Do like, because very rarely, I don't want to get into pieces.
Really, but he'll get into
but
it.
But very,
yeah.
In the 90s, were some of those Diet pieces were like, just drop one or two of those, bruv. Come on, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Come on with this, the semi-funky wild style letters joined in, mad stars and schemes. Like,
yeah, man.
Yo. But he doesn't have to because he's done that.
You know what I got here?
What about you? Yeah. Let me ask you an Arms House asking. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Yours doesn't count because yours is three letters and a exclamation mark.
Yeah,
but of like the era that we came up in, because don't forget, mother lovers, we're like early 40s now, bruv. So we did catch the end, like the stains of like that kind of
from the 80s. Yeah,
what would you prefer? What do you think is more London? What do you think is more kind of represents the graph that we came up in, the one letter or the two letter throwing?
I think once it started getting popular to do more letters, two letter, three letters, then we were much more emulating other places. I think the raw essence of London are those one letter throwies that we've been mentioning so far, man, from that era in the 80s, 90s. Because I can't think of anywhere else that. I mean, there was obviously in Paris and.
But I didn't grow up in Paris. Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I've seen photos now, you know. I've seen photos of stuff from that era.
I was in Paris in the 90s and I just can't remember.
Yeah, but even in the 90s, it was still getting more bubbly and more double letters, kind of two letter, three letter stuff, and people doing full name throwies. Like, that was normal by the 90s. But in the 80s,
for me, I can't believe I'm saying this to you, but for three letters doesn't count. It's too much.
Yeah,
on a street bombing, train bombing thing, it's too much.
I disagree.
It's not like a bombing category of throw up. It's creeping. It's three on the letters line. Is creeping in. It's on the line.
You've seen me do my throw up. You've seen how I do it in one line.
And yours is like one line.
And it could exactly. You could do. It would take me the same amount of time to do. Yeah, a one letter. You know, I do it in the essence that it's one letter. You know what I mean? That's what's in my head when I was coming up with it. It's one thing, you know? It's all into each other. It's not like each letter is separate. They're all connected. It's all part of one symbolic thing.
Well, what's your favorite English?
Yeah. Oh, man. There's so many good ones, man.
But don't you have ones that, without looking at a list, that your favorite ones and you were growing up, you're like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, DDS.
Can't argue that.
DDS. Controlled London during the mid to late 90s. It was everywhere and they all had a fucking throw up, you know what I mean? Because they were bombing, you know what I'm saying? It was more about quantity over everything else. Yeah, so of course a lot of them, Koza of course is up there, throw up, the Kooza throw up, Keys throw up, obviously, you know, growing up around here, he was everywhere, man.
You don't have a favorite out of that list already. That's about five or six already, no?
Yeah.
You don't have a
one that sticks out that's my all-time favorite? Maybe the throw up, to be honest. The Y.
That's what I'm thinking as well, bro.
I'll tell you why.
But we've got to stop noshing him off on this pod.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, For me, as a kid, looking at that, that Y-E, the way he did it, the little flicks, like, the pointy bits off the top of the Y and the E, the way it came into the E, I remember just trying to copy it and I could never get it 100%. I could never get it 100%.
Same with the memes. And the erase wand kind of went into the second letter in the same. I try and buy it now, like trying to go into that second letter in some sort of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in a way, this is a kind of good way to kind of explain how, like, I could look at someone's tag and I could get it pretty much spot on. I could copy it. You know what I mean? Mm. Most tags I can. Like, if I take a little bit of time,
the throw
a little
up bit of is more from the brain. It's from your train of thought.
The throw is so hard to copy someone's throw up just from like looking at it. Obviously, you can trace it, but I'm talking if you're just looking at it, trying to get the weight of each letter or whatever, it's much harder. And the meaning throw
up. Wait. Is that what we're saying? Like the yeah throw up is.
No, it's not what I'm saying. You forced me into a
corner. My favorite throw up.
You forced
me
in a corner, man. So that, you know, that's the one I could think of right now, but I had so many, man, as a kid.
You have so many, fizzer. You can't even think of them. They're not your favorite ones ever, are they?
You know what? The fizzer one as well. I have to admit that fizzer
one.
Now,
the fizzer thing is now you're talking because the fizzer thing isn't as like, sort of wavy. It's more like, here it is, bruv.
Yeah, it's not cartoony. Bosh. The year frob is, I would
but it's still so graph, like, it's so graph. The fizzity.
Yeah, man.
With the bomb at the end.
And look at the one I just sent you. This is back. We're going backwards in time now.
I'm looking for a year throw up. I can't believe we haven't even got one.
No, we got some.
I just wanted to remind myself.
I put some on the screen. I sent you.
It's all right for Wednesday, isn't it? I want it now, son.
Yeah. I sent you that hollowed out Drax throwy on a, it looks like a district line, man. From back in the day.
What, big up Drax. What's it? On WhatsApp.
Yeah, on WhatsApp. I'm going to send you another classic throwy as well. This one, we all know it, but this is quite an old version of the Scene throw-ups. Mm-hmm. Shout out Scene. Of course,
we can't. But look how the E's, the two E's are exactly
the same. And the N. Because
he's already by then done it a billion times.
That N.
Look, that's when they buffed the trains and made them white.
Yeah.
And he's done that on it straight away. Bosh.
Proper. So many,
and then everybody started doing lowercase e's like that with a line, bit, little bit underneath, and then a fat line in the middle.
A line in the middle, yeah, to make the hole for the thing. Everyone and what else do people use to do like the hole in a letter? Yeah, so yeah, some people just do a line,
question mark.
Some people just, you can put a dot star. There. Some people do a little star thing there. Yeah. Some people, do eyes.
Put your crew in it.
Or a mouth. Or, yeah, exactly.
The old crew name.
Let's get into another testimony. One from you, man. You reached out to a couple heavy hitters, man. Pick one and read it out. Temper, Fume.
Which one shall I go for? Fast. What's the easiest one to find?
Yeah.
You find me your fucking god there. I've got Best, Fume, and 10 Foot.
Mm.
I have to go to a different application, innit? That's why I put a fucking code in, and that's why. And it's fucking showing my face. It takes a bit of a fucking second to get into these things.
Theme, I mean, not to get too into it, but Theme was telling me when you're chatting to these people, the amount of secrecy and fucking, like, they don't save it under their real name. Obviously, not their real names, but not even their tag names or nothing. So you'd like struggle to find their messages sometimes.
But also, I was chatting, I thought you were going to say when I was chatting to you, and I was like, I got a message from so-and-so, I got a message from so-and-so, wicked, and like, chipped in, you know what I mean? Oh, shit, I've got to go and screenshot that shit, because it disappears in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, 5 seconds. Every episode. Yeah.
The amount of times I've gone, I've got something, and I go, oh, shit.
It's been deleted.
She gone. Yo, this is from Fume.
Yo, salute.
Normally, one or two letters for speed, or if pulled off really well, like Shuto. Big up Shooter, big up his throw up. Absolutely. Big up Sick for sending me in some, and big up Sick for his throw up style as well.
But
we've got some Shooters. They can scroll across the screen because that is a Sick two letter throw up, and I never ever remember it. They're Sick. And you can tell it set off a lot of that throw up style, that style. Look at that Shooter throw up. Come on, bruv.
Ill. That's true.
He goes on, just like your tag has to have style and a good flow to it. And then in brackets, there are a few kings out there that style don't matter and having bold, simple letters work, but that's a very few cream of the crop. Style matters to your throw up too. For me, a throw up has to be as unique and stylish as possible. You can't just throw a random thing out there or it'll just look toy no matter how much you think it looks good. Dickheads! I think the mix of readable and non-readable abstract kind of throw-ups, he likes them ones. They are both as good as each other if they tick all the boxes. A few good examples.
Yes.
Of writers with a good throw-up, which comes to mind, are Shuto, Bass, with the single letter B.
Yes.
And you and me were talking about him, how it was more, he has a more simple one.
Simple style.
And a more elaborate one.
Where he puts the face and the ear. And
still stuff. Done in milliseconds, though, as well.
Yeah.
Lowercase B, before you move on, a sick thing.
It took me a while to work out Bass's throw-up, to be honest. I didn't know it was a lowercase b for the longest time, man. I just wanted to say, it looked like a snake head to me. I don't know why. I looked at it, and it, especially the ones where he did the face, for some reason it looked like a snake. Okay. And now saying that, Asia's snake throw-up that he did. I got to mention Asia and the Asia snake.
I found an Asia reach the other day. I'll send you a photo.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
I can barely see it.
Yeah, man. Salute,
Asia. Anyway, a few good examples of writers with good throw-ups. Shuto, Bass, Fizzer. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Massacre, Tube.
Oh, Tube, yeah.
Tuba 302.
We saw him at the warehouse, the substation, where we did the episode, man. There. I'll fork out, I'll find out the picture.
Fucking had the year, it had 80s in it.
Crazy.
Sick throw up, yeah. Sick. Key. Form 72. That's one of the throw ups. When I was saying who based up, basically their tile graph, like career stroke recognition stroke fucking bombing is their throw up, he's one of them.
Yeah. I just sent you a sick photo of a 72 throw up on the front of a district line. Does it say Hammersmith on it? Yeah. See the 72 on both sides?
I'm still doing the list.
Yeah, go for it.
Form 72, pick, Chuck 101.
PIC.
We didn't mention pick, but pick, bruv.
Yeah, ill. Mean actually mentioned him as well to me on the phone. Yeah.
Mean, Sham 59. I got some of those photos. Sick. Old school.
Yes.
And Ein. Not many people have a throw-up which is unique, flows well, and is catchy. Unfortunately, the majority of throw-ups around are a direct or indirect copy of someone else's throw-up. And if not, it really doesn't look good and has little effort and no style to it. One important thing is to get that throw-up out there and make it be seen as much as your tags are seen. If it hasn't been on a tube train many times, then like most graph, it's not been any better!
Sakes.
I didn't even know that bit existed on there, bro.
Say it again without shouting, please, brother, so I can hear what you're saying. I couldn't make out what you said that last sentence. He just ejaculated.
Jesus Christ.
He just ejaculated in his pants right now.
No, it's an it's about the throw up, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
If your throw up hasn't been on the tube train many times, then like most graphs, doesn't even count. Like most graph, it's not really graph. But that's just my subjective opinion.
Well,
if I had to pick a number, I haven't read this. If I had to pick a number one throw up of all time,
yeah,
I'd pick theme. I'd pick mean. Sorry, mean.
I was always mean. Mean. Okay, deep.
Yeah, man.
So that's the word from Fume, man.
Big up old Minos getting all the love, bruv.
Mean always gets mentioned when it's
big up Fume saying, now listen, yeah, you don't know nothing about no crap. If it's not on the tube, yeah, and many times, yeah, doesn't even count. You know what I mean?
I mean,
stick that in your fucking pipe and smoke it next time you're doing a fucking throw up on one of those fields full of cowpats with like a motorway sign, and you reckon you write theme in Scotland and you're doing a throw up on that for all your like iron brewed Scottish mates at like 3 a.m. to see 5 people a year. You know what I mean? That's not even a reach, bruv. Bun that, bruv.
All right.
Doesn't even count. Doesn't even exist.
One thing he did mention about like copy pasting. Yeah, so many because of the internet and because of the homogenizing of graffiti and all art in general, there's so much plagiarism, man. And if I see another person do a fucking R throw up where, you know, where the kick of the R, they do a bump there and then a circle. You've seen it. And then the K's, like, and any letter that has a little kick, an L or a K or an R, everyone fucking does that now, man. It's just become like part of throw up stuff nowadays, you know, and it's just
because like, again, like how we started, they're thinking about curvy things, got to be curvy. Yeah. So they do that line of the R,
yeah,
and then for the bottom they go, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So many people,
you've got
do
to be
that
thinking
now.
That, and then but when you can it see when like people cool, really though. Get into their letters, like B, like Bass,
yeah.
For you, it was you said you had to like think for a couple of seconds before you could work it out.
Yeah.
That's when you're really, that person is really into the letter. Mm-hmm. If we showed like my mum a mean thrup.
Yeah, she wouldn't know.
With a mean thrup, she might actually get that it said M in it.
Maybe. It's possible, but yeah, maybe. No, I think some people would struggle on that's what the hell that is.
It is. We should give him a blos more often as well. The Arms House just gives out blos, you know what I mean?
No, chill, man.
Arms House to your mum's house.
Yo, theme. I'm
we're
thinking...
getting into one. Maybe we should go to the Patreon now. And yeah, get the rest. That's these other I'm mother thinking. Lovers. We got 10 foot's comment. Yeah. Bass's comment, which is deep, goes in.
Yeah, I reckon
and
we save
plenty
that.
More photos.
So, guys, for people watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, this is the free version of Arms House.
Free section, baby. It's still an hour or over an hour. So what are you talking about, bruv?
Yeah.
But we gotta give the people who are paying, who are supporting the love and helping us buy those mics.
Yeah.
We gotta give them some love back. That's all we're saying. That's
exactly we're saying. That. So we're gonna go over to the Patreon. The rest of this episode is gonna be exclusive for our patrons. But before we do that theme, we've got to do a bit of graph critique because I want to keep the graph critique on the main.
Otherwise, we will get shot in the street.
We'll do some in the Patreon version as well, but yeah. I think we should do some graph critique. So give me a second. Let me pull out some that people have sent us.
The graph critique in the Patreon, we critique a scene sketch that he sent us personally.
No, you didn't.
That says Arms House.
You know what? Let me send you this one first because it's got a funny story attached to it, yeah? This one.
Wait, before we leave, this is what I'm going to tell you lot.
Yeah.
These people are sick with their throw-ups. Grand, Reefer, Robbo, Bass, Spo.
Kuza, of course.
Casby, Key, Prime, Rate, Touch, but his other reach, Sub, Vade.
Yeah.
Shuto, we've now said, which is great. Take. You know what I mean? People had serious. Koza. Yeah. Come on! We're not even mentioning man like Koz.
No, I mentioned him a couple times. We've mentioned him a couple times.
The famous N throw up.
Yeah. The N for up is ill.
And then the N rocks and the NIGA and all of the Zs. And it's just the sickest throw up, bruv.
Yeah, man.
Slam.
Shout out Slam.
Big up Slam, does the whole reach.
I got a couple. And Act as well had an ill throw up. I've got pictures here.
Act one, yeah. He had a sick throw up.
Yeah.
Vizzo.
Vizzo had a nice
had
one.
A bomb.
Guys, Met listening.
Does a throw up. Krep does all the CBM throw ups.
Yeah,
Asthma's cool. Got a lowercase a.
Oh yeah, Asthma's throw up, man. Salute Asthma, man. He's put that about the place, man. That's for sure. Salute
basically,
everybody,
guys. If you don't have a decent throw up and you're trying to get out there and do graph to be a riot, you've got to have all of the things locked down.
Work on it, people. Work on it.
On your street bombing, man, stick in a decent throw up, but get the throw up down, do it 85 billion times. Make sure it has a bit of style and just keep on doing it. And it will start off whack. And you do it for 10 years and it will get better.
Exactly.
And if you do it enough, it'll become like an iconic thing of the city.
And I tell you now, if you're working on your throw up and you think, yeah, that one looks good, but it's a bit awkward to draw, this bit is a bit awkward, that means it's not good.
That's not it. Yeah. It's out.
It means it's out. So work out a solution. It's a problem finding.
Or,
you know what I mean?
What you do, yeah, is you get three lines, yeah?
Oh, you do it.
Three lines there, yeah?
Do the Superman S. If I see you do that, you're going to catch a slap.
And you do the S, yeah?
Fuck that shit.
If you can't do it.
Yo.
And have some drips coming out and have a little circle or like a little bollock coming off the bottom of the one of the corners of the letter. You know what I'm saying? Have a reach next to it.
Bruv, I'm going to go in on the Patreon. Nice. I'm going to go in on the more RT throw ups, man. I'm going to show you some crazy shit people have been doing.
I bet the Patreons are really pleased about that. I bet they can't wait for that.
But listen, I just sent you something on WhatsApp now. That was the first graph critique. All right. Someone sent in this pen. He did this when he was 13 years old, and there's a little story attached to it, so I just want you to look at it first.
Yo, this is looking exceptionally close to a cock and bull set.
Well, okay, so listen to the story attached. All right, this guy sent this in. He said he was 13 years old. He got into graph. Listen. He's 13 years old. He got into graph. He's from South London. He'd spend weekends at his dad's house, yeah? And he used to write don't, D-O-N-T. And D-O, that's a D-O throw up. Yeah, the one you're looking at now. Been getting up locally for about 6 months here and
that
there.
That's so good.
Bus stops and alleyways and shit. You know, he's a 13-year-old kid, yeah? So he goes, I'm at my dad's on the weekend. I'm playing GoldenEye on the N64. And he comes into my bedroom. Me and my little brother share. And he's pissed. Found my sketchbooks and things. And I just have covered the whole thing drawing dicks. Yeah, but he says throw up. But it looks
he like opens his old man's coming. He's like, why are you drawing dicks? That's what you would think,
isn't it? His dad was like, why are you drawing dicks on everything? There's hundreds of them over and over again, all over, in all different colors, all over his books. Yeah. So I tell him the truth, which doesn't help. He goes, I told him it's a D-O, it's not a dick. And he's like, this didn't help with his dad. He goes, so I tell him the truth. And he goes, so he drives me back home to his mum's, yeah, on Sunday. But he starts to notice as he's driving him home, yeah, he starts to notice all around this, you know, this town, wherever he's from, yeah, or a little borough, I think, maybe in London, I don't know. Starts to notice all the throw-ups, and he goes, which pissed him off even more. He got him even more vexed because now he's seeing it all around the city. And then he gets to his mum's.
That's good though, man.
And he tells his mum. Obviously, his dad tells his mum. Yeah.
What?
What he's doing? Yeah.
Hanging about.
And gives her the book.
His dad's grasping me.
Yeah, and gives her the book, and then she gets pissed and shouts at him for 2 hours while he's standing in the living room,
double bollocking for no reason. His old man had to do.
She's moaning at him, and then she then opens the book. Yeah, and then she finds out. His mum finds out that. It was him who bombed the back of his grandma's shed. Yeah. Because the back of his grandma's house, the shed faces the tracks. Yeah.
Is that like me when I did the cock and bull sit at my dad's house? That's when you start doing graph.
Well, apparently, he'd done some graph on the back of his nan's shed that they were all like kicked up a fuss about. And then they realized that it was him who did it.
But they didn't know it was him until his old man grasped him.
And then they said they made him go to his grand's house to buff it. Yeah, so my family, because he goes, my family made me buff my own shit as my name was, oh, my gran was worried about it or something. And he goes, it brought shame to both sides of my family. I just thought that was a fucking hilarious story.
His graph career is 6 months old and it's already brought shame to both sides of his family.
Exactly.
And he's had to be buff off his own fucking throw up, which does look like a massive fucking cock and bull set. Like, well, you, bruv, when you're doing anything with a circle and an oblong and a circle, you instantly know that's a cartoon dick.
And like a lower,
you can't touch that shape.
A lowercase d with an O next to it is going to look like a dick. Look, I mean, what else
are you doing? Talking? I was doing that.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Capital D.
Just like classic, like straight away, you would never do a lowercase d.
I mean, yo, toy, TB, toy behavior. Theme, I just sent you another one for graph critique.
Days, bruv. That is funny, that story.
This is a hollow throwy someone's done in a tunnel somewhere. The tags.
Well, just to finish the critique of that last one, it does look like a cock, bruv. We need to change it.
Looks exactly like a cock that's like folding over to the right and one ball is bigger than the other.
Learner.
Well, the tag says lemma, L-E-M with a lowercase a.
Oh, yeah, it's an M.
The tag looks kind of cool. Okay, but the throw-up, though, is L-E-M-S by the looks of it. Lems with drips hanging off the sides. It's mad playful.
I kind of like that throw-up. It's just like it looks to me, I don't know this guy or anything, but it looks to me like it's just a bombing throw-up.
Yeah, but no, I don't like it.
So you wouldn't do it all the time and that, but if you're going to throw up your whole name,
yeah,
you know, it's not too bad. I always like it when there's like those fat drips coming off and that.
Yeah, that looks cool. And I can tell he had fun with it. Like we were talking about with Trappy last week, man. He was saying like when you're on a war and you're like, you're having fun with it, you know. So you can see he's having fun with it, but there's no consistency in the letters. Look at that S, man. It's like It doesn't match with the E.
I still don't know if it's...
Now, look, you can tell it's an S. People in the comments, you let me know what it looks like to you. But yeah, I like the spiky bit on the top of the S compared to the rest of the letters. Like, it doesn't match. You know, he's a bit all over the place with this one. I'm not feeling it, personally.
But sometimes you're a bit all over the place when you do throw-ups. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the butte.
No, we were talking about consistency. Each one, I could imagine if he sent another one in of that same throw, it would look proper different, I reckon, because it doesn't...
Yeah, but you can still tell when someone's pissed because they've suddenly done it, like, much bigger with more blobs coming out the side and yeah. Like, a fucking crown on the S and that, and you're like, you just needed to go to bed. You're walking home from the pub.
True say, man.
But yeah, I'm not dissing that one, man. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's all right. It does work. I'm not feeling it. let's do one more. This one, fuck, but I can't remember who sent it in, though. Actually, no, not that one. This cock and ball set one.
Like, what were you thinking? Every time I come out of WhatsApp and I see it on the first page of our chat, like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck, where's it going? Hold on. Oh, there we go. Jesus. This one, a long-time listener of the podcast. He sent in Graph for critique before Plant. So this is a PL sent in from Plant. And here's one he's done.
Grow-ups amongst the plants as well. I like that.
He's a young lad. He was there at the Graph Jam. Remember, his dad came, dropped him off at the Graph.
I like his second photo a lot more already.
Yeah, up the stairs.
Because it's at the top of them things, yeah.
Yeah, black fill with the white outline. I mean, yo, it looks cool. The star, though, the star, when you do it, I'm looking at the one on the fire escape now, yeah, the black fill one. It looks cool. The P and the L, it does what it needs to do. Now, as you do it more...
The L's better than the P.
The L is better than the P, that's for sure. Now, the star that you got, like, it's literally a five-cornered star, like a proper star thing. I don't know. Maybe a curve would have been better in there. Curved up star, maybe, or something. Again,
or a star that's just lines. I know what you mean. Yeah. Like a linear thing.
Or even lines. Rather than like that.
Because that looks a bit funky. But maybe for me, P, a good P can have like a lot of swag to it.
Mm.
And I think his one isn't flexing that hard.
Tell you who had a dope.
And the bottom of it is too wide.
Too wide. Too fat.
The P, I would bring it up, like point it at the top, you know what I mean? And then go back around to that.
He's got a point there.
Like almost half an arrow at the top. But it's to the side. I'd be really like coming up, up, diagonal left, and then bringing the...
Uh-huh. And also, he could have stuck a shadow on it.
I love throw-up letters.
You should have put a shadow. He could have put a shadow on it as well, man, and fattened up the outline a little bit more. I don't know what cap he was using. But again, good effort there for sure. Theme, I want to send you...
That's how you can practice your throw-up letters. It's when I'm chatting on the phone, fucking at work. I'm just doing... For some reason, I always do both. I can do the sickest both throw-up in 0.02 of a second.
Yeah.
The whole reach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, once you get into the flow of things, I've just sent you a couple more.
I always
more.
Do both, though. I don't know why.
This next one I sent you is two photos, one from far away, so you can see the 10-foot pair and hot sex. This is at London Bridge. This is on the bridge next to London Bridge Station. So it's, boom, big spot. And I want to show you that one that I saw. This one wasn't sent in. I took this photo literally yesterday.
Sick fucking reach, isn't it? Fuck,
man. Ill reach, yeah. But look at that one I sent you, man. With the red and the black fill with the white outline. I have no idea what the fuck it is. It says Infernal Cult Blood Mass. Oh, it's 2022. I don't know what
Infernal
the fuck
cult
it is.
Blood Mass.
I was just looking at it.
It says blood, doesn't it?
Yeah, Infernal. Oh, is that what the word says? Oh, maybe it says blood. Nah, that's not a B at the beginning.
Well, I just see the OOD.
There is an O or two E's or two O's. It's hard to make out what the fuck that is. Obviously, this guy is not a toy. He's done this on purpose. This aesthetic is obviously, it's like kind of heavy metal vibes. It just makes me think of like fucking, like, you know, those crazy heavy metal devil worshiping.
Shut up my face!
Yeah. Yeah. Some devil worshiping shit.
But that's a high up reach, man. Fucking hell. It's a good, good, good reach.
One of the illest reaches.
That is a reach I would normally associate with people like Foot.
Well, yeah, because as you can see, there's a 10-foot.
And there is a foot on the left there.
I'm pretty sure he knows him.
And
pretty,
a hot sex. Come on, I'm hot pretty sex sure he the inside him. Reaches.
I mean, that for me, that throw-up, though, whoever did this obviously knows what he's doing. He's probably a bad man, right? He's probably been ages. He looks like he's Spanish to me. I don't know why. I don't think he's from London, this dude. Yeah, I could be completely wrong.
There's a lot of... I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? I can't put a name...
A Spanish, can't put a pin amigo on it. De España.
Yeah, I can't put a pin on why I think that, but it just... I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking Spanish. It's really loosey-goosey. It's weird as fuck. He obviously, like I said, meant for it to look like this. So, you know, I'm not calling this guy a toy or anything, but just it looks mad. Just not aesthetically pleasing to me, man. And I think that's what he was going for. So, you know what I mean?
I tell you what, crept. I should have mentioned that a bit more. Crept.
Yeah.
The Ode throw up.
Ode.
What I was going to say is crept has really nice throw up style letters of the whole alphabet.
Mm-hmm. He's like second nature to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him do it.
An Ode, like his CBM throw ups, crept CBM throw ups, sick.
Yeah.
And Ode's got that throw up with the side on E-face, whole reach throw up, O-W-E-D.
No doubt.
Damn.
But you can tell, like, you know, he's good with characters, man. You know what I mean? I've seen him just shit out characters like they're nothing. And so, yeah, it's inevitable his throw up's going to have a little character in it, you know? So big him up, man. And definitely big up Ode as well. Anything else we want to say before we move on to the Patreon? Oh yeah, one more thing I wanted to say. I'm talking about people who have a simple throw up and a more eccentric throw up or more detailed throw up is Spo, who you mentioned before. He has the S one, the quick one that I've seen him do in literally 10 seconds. I've seen him do it. That quick S pointy. It's literally one line bosh. And then there's this one I'm gonna send you now, where he puts the face in both letters, the S and the E. Yeah. This one is a quick throw-up that he's done. I think he posted this the other day.
So, I
took a quick screenshot because I wanted to big him up. And I like that with the... And you see how most people put the eyelids at the top of the eye. He's done them at the bottom of the eye. So it's like more of a shady look, like more of a sneaky kind of, you know, a cheeky kind of grin to the fucking letter.
That's a fella there that's like delved deep into his letters as well. That S.
And
to get the mouth open like that. And it's still part of like a sick S.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about throw-ups is that they're very, you can really, really tell a New York throw-up is done by a New York writer.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a London style of throw-ups, like compared to if you separated London from the fucking rest of the, even the home fucking counties, like straight away.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its own kind of style and you can associate it with London straight away. Like you can do the New York and you can do that with Paris as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can do it with like Germany kind of style throw-ups. Sure.
And like even South America now, because they were very into their symbols and stuff. Even when I was there back in 2004, 2005, you know, a lot of them, they took stuff, but through word of mouth. So if you imagine a throw up just from someone explaining to you what a throw up is, not looking at it visually, because they didn't have access to videos and magazines like we did, you know? So they were kind of like, they went off on their own fucking tangent. And that's what eventually led into Pichasau and all the other kind of derivatives of graffiti. All right, we're going to move on to the Patreon now. We're going to do this every week now. We're going to record an hour. Well, we've done an hour and a half now for the main one. So, you know, you guys are lucky for that. But next...
If you're a writer, you need to have a good throw-up, man.
Yeah. And the Patreon, we're going to do Basses and 10-foot. They sent us in stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about on the Patreon.
I'm also going to be making shepherd's pie. Everyone's going to watch and chip in with the ingredients because I'm fucking starving. Maybe we've got to do another hour.
Nah, not another hour. We'll do a little bit. I don't know how much. I'll let you know here how much more we're going to do. But we're going to do this. It's going to be a regular thing every week. All right, people, we're going to go out to this tune, The Far Side Drop. But
we got to look after the Patreon.
It's the remix, yeah? The Beat Miners remix. Check it out. Once again. Come join the Patreon, people, man. Let's go. You know what? Before we go, just to entice you guys to leave comments, Man, when Man sent me the book, he sent me a bunch of stickers as well, So loads of Man-related stickers. These I'm going to send out to a lucky winner who leaves a comment underneath this video here on YouTube. If you leave a comment under here, next week we'll pick a winner and I'm going to send you a bunch of Man stickers and Arms House stickers and all that.
I sent out the diet map. The guy only waited about 4 weeks, four months. You know what I mean? Fucking good bloke. He reminded me just when I was thinking about it.
You'll get it in the end.
I've cleaned that out. And when I went through the maps, because I did a little fucking sexual framing of a...
Yeah, I saw that.
For myself.
Looks dope.
There was a diet map in green. And there is a BAP throw up.
Oh, you got them still?
I think there might be a Zonk reach as well, bruv.
Right, but that's for future episodes.
For when man a man. For when man a man, I forgive ting away.
Once again, yo, 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 the funk obsolete is the funk and talk more junk than San Francisco's. I jet propel at a rate to complicate the mental state as I invade the masquerade. They couldn't fade with the clipper of blade. 10 years in the trade is not enough, you can't cut it. I let you take a swing, hit your butt for an easy out. I leave them seized with doubt of exceeding. My name is Booty Brown and I'm proceeding, leading. They try to follow but they shallow and hollow. I can see right through them like an iffy 40 bottle of OE. They have no key or no clue to the game at all. Now they washed up, hung out to dry, standing looking stupid, wondering why. Check it out, man, check it out. It was the fame that they tried to get. Now they walking around talking about represent and keep it real. But I got to appeal because they existing in a fantasy when hopefully feel it goes.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?